Civic duty, gonna chip away on the megabytes. Chip away, cool. Sorry, I'm driving. Chip away on the megabytes, another day of school. Another fucking tough, hard day of school. I don't know how I'm gonna pass these tests, but I'm gonna try. Man, oh man. I was a miserable fuck to be around before the selection event. I'm all stressed out and nervous and scared and anxiety ridden and all that stuff. And it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse while I'm in this 3AG school. So my poor wife. Supposed to be dry, like I said in the last podcast, I'm supposed to be practicing all these good driving habits, but yeah, I'm just absolutely not doing that because I'm always in such a rush to get everywhere, and I'm always so angry and so stressed out and so worried and whatever, man. Here, let's listen to the shitty fucking radio. Let's see what we got for news at 3:30.
I looked down at my grandson, then back at her, and then her mother described the trauma of leaving. Can we even begin to imagine? This is the result of Vladimir Putin's sociopathic dreams of a Russian empire. People are dying. People are uprooting their lives. They have no idea if their lives will ever return to normal. There are some things we can do. One of them is to support agencies on the ground, helping people in Ukraine and the refugees. That's why we're doing a Rocco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring on Thursday, working with the Saskatchewan chapter of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress, because Saskatchewan stands with Ukraine. I'm Murray Wood.
CKOM weather, we might see a bit of snow tonight. Cloudy, 60% chance of light snow, a low of minus 17. Sunshine tomorrow at a high of minus 14.
Pedestrian right crossing. Now, look at me stopping. Look, this is a good start. Minus. That's better. Look at that. I did a little bit of better driving there. I didn't wait for them to cross the entire intersection before I started driving again, but that's more professional. All right, let's see what's on CFCR. Fucking AM radio commercials on fucking 650. It's brutal. Like, I swear, out of an hour, it's like 20 minutes of that. Well, no. That's not a crazy number. Because apparently in an hour of programming on TV, you get about 44 minutes. So for me to say 20 minutes of an hour is commercials, that isn't really even that crazy of a number. So let's say more like 25 minutes of an hour is commercial. It seems like there's a lot of commercials on 650. CKOM. Fucking right-wing radio. It's still not as bad as the States, but it's awfully right-wing. Anyways, neat. We're struggling, Josh. We're struggling. I mean, the selection event could have been much better, but I was happy with it. I mean, I could be happier. Much, much, much happier. Like I said, it could have won. You know, big quarterfinal that I lost. Played good after the first game in it, but I still lost, and it was a big match, and I would be so over the moon with my life right now had I won that match, but I didn't. But I still, you know, I was able to piece it together and put a fifth together after losing that tough quarterfinal, which is not easy to do. Two really tough players in order to do that. Had to play Mitch and Nathan, and fuck, man, those guys are fucking tough. I gotta say, it's always hard being, you know, statistically by ranking the favorite in those scenarios, but those are tough players, man. And you know, it was good matches, good tough matches, and I was able to win both of them. So yeah, it's good. It's good, but it could be great. If I would have won that match in the quarters, it would have been great. It would have been a great weekend, and I'd be over the moon. But it's okay. I'm doing all right. That is before I got to school yesterday. Now I'm in the fucking... I'm in the shit again. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? How's the mood here? Me talking about all this shit while this smooth yass music is playing. This fucking light, I fucking hate. 33rd and Avenue P is a fucking terrible fucking light. Fuck. How the fuck was that so short? God. The green light lasts like 10 seconds. It's 3:30 and I gotta wait through two fucking turns in order to get through this fucking light. No wonder I always cut through the parking lot. It turns out it's a good approach. It's illegal, maybe, but it's worth it, because what a fucking joke, man. Jazz music stresses me out. I don't know if you've heard me say it on the podcast before, but it's supposed to relax people. It does not. It stresses me out. It maybe relaxes other people, but I don't like it. I want to like it, and like, I respect the musicianship of it, but it just does not. It just does not do it for me. Like, it conjures up bad emotions, and like. It gives me, yeah, it gives, it, yeah, it creates like stress. I've never been a fan.
And thought it was very appropriate.
I want to, like I said, I want to like it. I respect it. I enjoy.
Oliver, you're listening to the Swing Shift on CFCR 90.5 FM.
Oh, see, no, what am I talking about? This is fucking dynamite. This is swing music. I'm just mad because I caught a red light. No, this is good shit. I just get mad. I could probably be listening to anything. I get mad when lights fuck me over. Here's another fucking light that fucked me over. Why the fuck are you red? Like, what's the point of that? I guess people got to turn left onto 33rd Street from Circle Drive. That's the point of that. God, I'm such a self-involved, self-obsessed, self-ish asshole. But no, this is a good song. I hold to what I said about jazz music, though. I want to like it. But I just, oh, nice, fuck yeah. I like that. I like that. I like what this guy's doing. Oh, it's fucking, this instrument's like talking. Like his horn is talking. Not his horn, like his dick horn. Ooh. Yeah. I'm gonna rub one out when I get home. I gotta relieve some stress. And the fucking, I don't know how people drink coffee, by the way. I've drank more coffee the last 3 days than I have like Well, that's not maybe true, because, like, at no point in any of these last 3 days did I drink an entire cup of coffee. It was all, like, a little bit of coffee. And there's been times when I've drinking, like, a ton of coffee before. Like, a, you know, I've drinking, like, full servings of coffee to get myself, you know, up for a match or whatever, whatever. But, like, I don't know how people do it. It's so fucking, your piss stinks. Like, so bad. I cannot stand the smell of my piss. I cannot stand the taste in my mouth. It's just disgusting. And, I haven't drank enough to feel awake from it. I mean, I feel a little more awake. I guess I could just drink a whole cup of it and feel good, but I don't want to. And like my guts don't feel nice either. I don't like the way my belly feels. I don't know how people do it. I think tomorrow we're going to start drinking chai lattes if we're tired and we can't stay awake tomorrow. I'm a tea guy. I'm definitely, I like tea, 100%. I can go no fucking anything on tea. No sweetener, no sugar, no honey, no cream. Know nothing and still enjoy tea. Obviously, I like it more when I add stuff to it. Coffee, I like the taste. You've probably heard me. I've probably said that. I don't know. It's the point I've been doing this podcast for so fucking long. And I hate doing it so much. I'm so, like, disconnected when I do it that I don't really know what I've talked about before and what I haven't. But I like the taste of coffee as a supporting player. So, like, White Russian's my favorite alcoholic beverage. It's got a taste of coffee in it, but as a supporting player. That's not the whole black coffee. Like, get the fuck out of here, black coffee. Black coffee with sugar. Get the fuck out of here, coffee with sugar. Fuck that. Gross. Better. Better with sugar than no sugar, but no, fuck that. Coffee with cream and sugar. Better. Close. Almost acceptable. But still, get the fuck out of here. I need, like, flavored creamer. Like, sugary, fatty, flavored creamer. Like, the Irish cream. Then it's fucking good. Now we're getting into some. Now it's ice caps. Delicious. Mochas. Delicious. Supporting player. You can't be the star of the movie if you're coffee. It's gotta be coffee-like. You know, beers. I even like beers that taste like coffee. Those are good. So I like the taste of coffee. I just can't have it by itself. Disgusting. Yeah. Why did I turn the fucking radio off? Yeah, why don't I turn? But yeah, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how you do it, Josh. It's awful. And I don't feel good. I gotta shit when I get home. And it's gonna really put a damper. I don't have a lot of time here. I was gonna do a little bit of studying, because I don't really have time to study tonight. I gotta play racquetball, and then I gotta go pick up groceries. And then, like, I gotta get some sleep, because I can't pay attention in this fucking class unless I'm well rested. And I'm not getting enough sleep. And I can't stay awake. And I can't stay focused in class. So, yeah. So I was gonna do some studying, but now, you know, I gotta shit. So that's gonna take time. And then if I'm going to beat off, like, I'm beating off after shitting, which that's even more time. Like, that's a whole process. And then I've got to pick up the kids from school. And then, you know, all of these things don't sound like shitty things. I'm really in a first world problems situation right now, where I'm complaining about things that are, you know, like, boo-hoo. My place of employment is paying me to further my ability as a professional, or my resume and whatever, everything as a professional driver. Like, boo-hoo. You know, they're trying to make me able to operate more equipment and stuff. I mean, what am I complaining about? But it's just, you know, it's all relative. That's what I always say when people are like, oh, I've got it way harder than you. Well, okay, good for you. You've got it harder than me. But, like, I only know me. And I'm having a hard time with what I'm going through. I'm sure I'd be having a harder time with what you're going through. But I only know it's all relative. I only know what I experience. And anyways, thanks for listening, Jash. I'm home now and I got shit to do. So thanks for listening. Hope you're doing well. See you later.